I don't know where to begin talking about Ashraf. We never want to spend too much time bragging on a person more than we brag on God, for sure. He'd be easy to brag on. He knows several languages. He grew up in Egypt, 45 minutes from the pyramids. And his wife grew up in Cairo as well, both of them in Cairo. But you could see the pyramids from her house growing up, and that's just kind of different. So when Paula walks in, he didn't learn Hebrew, I don't think, over in Egypt. He speaks Arabic. But when Paula walked in, they both know Hebrew, and they were dialoguing in front of me, so I left. I don't know what they were saying. But he knows several languages, and he met Manel there in Cairo at the Bible Society, and his wife. But they have three children, Dina, Daniel, and Emily, and they were born all over the world. Dina was born in Dubai, and Daniel was born on the West Coast in Washington State, and Emily was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania, after we met. And the way we met, he ended up at Baptist Bible Seminary, and then he worked with us in the maintenance department. And we had great times together, and I'll make a deal with you. If you don't tell too many stories about you, I won't close the service out by telling about you. Okay, you keep it quiet here, and I'll keep it quiet there. We got a deal. He started out, he went to Cairo Theological Seminary, and then he went to South Korea to the Asian Theological Seminary. Then he went back, and he was a youth pastor in Cairo at their church. And then he got married, and 20 days later, he ended up in Dubai as a pastor for 4 years. And that was suffering for Jesus, wasn't it? It's really nice there, he said. But then he bumped into a pastor, or he bumped into a guy who was head of the Evangelical Baptist Missions, who used to be a pastor for Pam and I in Cedarville, Ohio. And he convinced him to come to Washington State and go to Northwest Bible Seminary, Baptist Seminary. And after he got done with so many different degrees, then he landed at Baptist Bible Seminary for his doctorate. So we're blessed today to have him. Some of his things that he's currently doing, he is a host. It's in your bulletin. I'll just kind of cut through some of it. He's presently a producer and host of the weekly program Through the Bible and Hyatt Biblical School on Al Hyatt TV Ministry. So if you tune in there, you wouldn't understand it. It's all in Arabic. But it goes around the world. So he's world famous. He goes around the world as he teaches the scriptures on international TV. He's also written several books. I was excited, so I said, hey, bring me a book. So he gave me a book. It's messed up. It starts backwards. You read from the back to the front. So not only is Hebrew from the back to the front, but so is Arabic. So this morning, I had him teach me the Arabic alphabet. I can now read it. Wouldn't know what it meant. But he's written several books. He's just a gifted man. He's also an adjunct professor at Liberty University. So you can come on up here, and he is quite accomplished, but he's quite humble. I appreciate that about him. And we are friends, and I want to pray with you. Father, I thank you for allowing Ashraf to come join us and spend some time with us and share his heart, share his ministry, share what it's like to be a Christian in the Middle East. And I just pray, Lord, today we just soak it all in. Today seems to be a day about opportunity for the gospel. Whether it was in our family lifetime or in this moment, we just all need to open our eyes to see where you're working and how you're working and to be involved and to be prayerful. So I thank you, and I pray that you'd anoint this very hour for Ashraf, that he'd speak through you and to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. You're a friend.
Good morning. They wired me before I come here to the pulpit. In Middle East, if you wire somebody, you expect that he will be a suicide bomber. I want to thank thank Thierry and Anita for their presentation. Really, you open our hearts to understand what God is doing in the world by your presentation and what God is using you. If you missed that, you didn't come to the Bible, the Sunday school, you missed a lot from his testimony and sharing. My name is Ashraf Baselius, and it's a combination's name. I don't know how those names came together. One is Arabic and one is Greek. So, I grew up in a Christian family. My father, my mother were believer, and I was not. I grew up and I went to the church until I was in high school, when I realized that God has only children's, not grandchildren. So I have to be born again to be as his child. So I accepted the Lord in my high school, and from that time I decided to follow Jesus and give him full control on my life. And what a journey. It's been a wonderful journey with its ups and downs, challenges all over places. But Andy handed me yesterday, he handed me a book, The Insanity of God. And I started to read the book last night. I read at least 3 chapters. And I can tell, really, when you surrender your life to Christ, he can use you in a way you never imagined. And he opened door you never imagined. With their challenges and suffering and pain. But there is a reward and a blessing in every ministry. So I'm glad to be with you. It's an honor to be with you. When Andy asked me, he is my boss. I cannot tell him no. And I had the pleasure to work with Andy. Do you know what is the favorite thing that Andy loves in life? Donuts. Every day when we work at the maintenance department, there is a donut. There is a time for donuts and coffee. So when I came here, it's also donuts. Even though I tried to lose some weight since that time, but I don't know how he keeps up in a good shape like that with the donuts. But it's a blessing. I will start with the same text that Terry starts his presentation. I will start with, is it ready? Yes. I will start with Matthew 28. Matthew 28. When Jesus commanded his disciples, go therefore and make disciples for all nations. And it's not an optional thing for the disciple. It's a command. And as for us even today, it's a command, God's command. God is ordering us to make disciples. He didn't tell us where. He just said, make disciples. Go. If you can go, you go your neighbor, you go your family, you go to your friends, you go to your work place, make disciples. Wherever God leads you, your purpose and your main goal is to make disciples for Jesus Christ. I'm from Middle East. I grew up in Egypt. I spent most of my life in Egypt, over 30 years in Egypt. And when I came here, I found there is a different perspective about Egypt and about Middle East. So what is the things that really comes to your mind when you hear in the news, for example, Middle East, Arab world? What are the things that comes to your mind? Terrorism, conflict, Islam, Muslims, Israel, the conflict with Israel. Big list, that's right. Is it? Oh yeah, I'm pressing on the wrong one. Okay, so you, I put those lists here. Exactly what you mentioned, terrorists, Islam, people hate the West. There is hatred and hostility toward the West. And there is a long list. You can just add to this list as much as you can. Every time you hear the word Middle East or Arab people. But what about the church? Do you know there is a church in Middle East? Do you know there is a believers in Middle East? Do you know there is a godly people in the Middle East? Do you know in all the Middle East countries, from Saudi Arabia to Morocco, there is believers, a committed believers, a believer who can pay high price for their faith and following Christ? This is Egypt. This was a night of prayer in Egypt. Thousands of people attended the night of prayer. This is some events in Egypt. It's a youth event where they hear the gospel and commit their life to the Lord. But Egypt and other places, they have churches, believers, but they are also under pressure. Many churches were burned down by Muslim fanatics. After the revolution in Egypt in 2011, and Muslim Brotherhood get control of the country, they actually stayed in the power for 1 year. Then when the army took over, they went to the churches, and they burned down over 70 churches. 70 churches. They burned them down. They became ashes. So there is a lot of suffering. Yesterday in the news, a suicide bomber went to a bomb church in Cairo, one of the oldest church in Cairo. But thank God, before he arrived to the church, something happened with his bomb and exploded outside the church. So there is still attempt to suffer and cause pain to the believers. And that's why we feel like we are not alone. We are part of the body of Christ, who is reaching from the west to the east, from the north to the south. We, as a believers, one body, the body of Jesus Christ. I work with Al-Hayat TV. Al-Hayat means life. So the TV means life TV. Okay, gives life. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and life. So from this verse started Al-Hayat TV. Al-Hayat TV, we are now celebrating in coming November, we are celebrating 15 years of ministry. You know, before 15 years, every media was controlled by the government. The media is controlled by the government. Every channel on your TV was controlled by your government. So you can't actually broadcast anything on the TV that's related to Christian or Christian faith. And even you can't criticize Islam or do a critical study to the Islam. If you do that, you are bye-bye. Bye-bye, not leaving the country. You leave the world. So that was the case. 15 years ago started what they call it the satellites, TVs, channels, where you, as a citizen of any country in the Middle East, you can just buy a dish, okay, and a receiver with a dish. And the government cannot control it. So you can actually get hundreds of channels on your TV. You get from Europe, from Asia, from Africa, every waves that goes, you know, above your house, you can just catch it. So we started the TV, and people, if you go to the Middle East, some people go to the Middle East, they know that every building has like 100 of satellites receivers at the top of the building. It's like a forest. Can you see every building, every balcony, every window has that kind of receiver? So we started the ministry 15 years. And our ministry aimed toward Muslims. We started not for Christian, we started to reach out Muslims. So in this TV, we do several things. What is Al Hayat Ministry? Hayat Ministry is actually, we produce videos, content, different programs, but our aim is toward to expose Islam. You know, Muslim is satisfied, very satisfied with his religion. If you talk with a Muslim, he feel like we are the final revelation, we have the final prophet, you know, and he has a misconception about Christianity. You worship three gods. Jesus Christ is not a god. How do you worship a man and make him a god? And all kind of misconception about Christianity. So he's satisfied. How do you reach those Muslims? You have to shake the foundations. You have to shatter every basic or every stronghold that he's standing on. You have to do it. So we started doing that with believers who actually came from Muslim background. Some of them came from Muslim background. They are scholar in Islam. What they did, they went to their resources, their books, and brought all the rubbish and trash from their books and said, how can this man be God's prophet? In his sexual life, murdering, killing, war zone, dealing with others, killing the Jewish. How can this man be a godly even man? Not a prophet, but a godly man. And how the tradition, all the hadith and what Muhammad said and did can be a revelation or part of revelation. You build your life on it. So that's actually what we did, is shaking the foundation. Once you shake the foundation, he's standing on a sand. He's not standing on a solid ground. And he start to listen, start to respond. So that's one of our main goal. Then we present the gospel. Then we say, look at Jesus, compare between Muhammad and Jesus. Look at this life and Jesus' life and Muhammad's life. Look at the content of the Quran and how he teach hatred and violence and killing. And look at the Sermon on the Mountain, how Jesus teaches, you know, loving your enemy and so on. And that's comparison. Start just open the eyes of the Muslim and see, oh, wow, we have been deceived. For 1,400 Muslim understood that they have been deceived. And I can tell you, you remember the stone that David had in the head of Goliath? Hayat Channel, what we did is like the stone, it's only stone, we had that statue of gold from outside, but from inside was all evil and trash. And so we still do that. Then we present the gospel. We have also operator all Hayat Channel. We operate 24/7 days a week, all time. We provide also follow-up. We have hundreds of counselors. We have over 200 counselors. Just getting calls from all over the people who listen to the channels and guide them step by step what to do. And if they have a prayer request, if they want to give their life to Christ and so on. We author also literatures. We do a lot of literatures. We write books like the Quran Dilemma. And I will send some books to Andy so you can see it. Some of them in English, some of them in Arabic. I have here just a sample of tracks that we do. It's aimed toward Muslims, okay? And we have it in Arabic, and we have it in Farsi, we have it in Turkish, and we have it in Urdu, which is a Pakistani language, and we have it in English. We translate it to English. We did that. We write, we translate, and we provide. Like, Muslim usually ask, do Christian worship three gods? Okay, this is one track. You give it to him, them, if they ask that. Does God, where does Christ say, I am God, worship me? Usually. Okay, sure, they tell us from when we discuss with them, tell us, open your Bible, Christian. Okay, so what? Tell me where Christ said, I am God. Okay? We can prove that. So that's one proof. Okay? There is another track here. Is the gospel four or one? Usually, Christ wrote one gospel. They say that. Christ wrote one gospel and you lost it. And you have four gospels. Which one is right? Why you don't have one gospel? So they don't understand the gospel is a good news. So you have to explain to them how the gospel means good news about Christ and for gospel from different perspective or different views about Christ. Not different views, but different angles about the life of Christ. So we try to answer those questions to the Muslim. I have some samples. I will give them to Andy so you can just have whatever you want at the end. So that's one thing. And we investor, not in the Wall Street. We are investor in planning churches. We plan churches in hard places. In Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, in Yemen, in Morocco, Tunisia, in all hard places, we have churches. And we connect people together. We have a big network that connecting people together, believers together, everywhere in the world. Some of our programs, those are a couple that God is using them. They have a program daily called The Guide. They are experts in Islam and they are experts in Christianity. So they cover the two sides. They talk about what is in Islam and then compare that to what is in the Bible. And they receive a lot of calls. It's a live show. They receive a lot of calls during their show from Muslims asking questions about certain things. Or they answer some of the oppositions or objections of the Muslims, their questions. So that's one of the show. This is Katia. She's from Lebanon. The first couple is from Sudan. Okay, Sudanese. And Katia is from Lebanon without shekels. Is a program. It's aimed toward women, okay? That's how God is providing freedom when you believe in Him. So be free. Accept Christ and be free. Be free from hatred. Be free from violence. Be free from, all kind of addictions. It's a program that aimed toward especially a young woman in Middle East. The daring questions, Brother Rashid, he's from Morocco. His father is Imam. Do you know Imam? A Muslim pastor, okay? A Muslim scholar. And he accepted the Lord. And his father, his mother, his brother, they actually kicked him out. And Brother Rashid is a scholar. He's one of the most wanted person from Muslim to be arrested, killed, tortured There is a bound on his head. I will not give you his address. So, but it's a million. He's really, God is using him in a way to ask the hard questions to Muslims and challenge them in their faith. And a lot of people, I will not say hundreds, I will say thousands, that came to Christ through him and his ministry. This is another guy. He's an Egyptian guy. He's not a yet believer, but he worked with us. He's a Muslim background, but he left Islam. He's a scholar. He teaches Islam in Germany. He wrote several books on Islam. And Muslims in Germany, actually, they threatened to kill him. His books were translated to French and Spain and other. So what he does, he's helping us how to really shake that foundation and put hard questions to Muslims to think about their religion and it's really a right religion or not. So that's me through the Bible. We provide, because we have a lot of people that accepted Christ. And they were not, they don't know much about the Bible. So how we do it through the channels? Yes, they left Islam, they accept Christ, but they need discipleship. They need to understand the Bible. So I take them through the Bible. I have a program we have now. Last week we had the 247 episodes of Through the Bible. And it's live show, so Muslim can also challenge and bring questions. They call. Sometimes they threaten us. Sometimes they curse us. Sometimes they ask a genuine questions, and we try to answer them honestly and faithfully and lead them to Christ. So that's one of the program that we have. This is another scholar from Morocco. You know, we have a lot of Christians that are specialists in Bible manuscripts. You know the manuscripts? Okay. But Muslims, they don't talk about their manuscripts, about the Quran manuscripts. And usually they believe that the Quran came from heaven. That's right? Direct to Muhammad. So if you prove that there is a lot of differences between the manuscripts of the Quran, they will start to question, is really that coming from heaven or that's a product of man? Okay, so we published, last 2 months, we published a book called The Quranic Manuscript. It's in Arabic. And we put it on the Amazon for sale. And we received tens of orders from Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Emirates, and other places like that. Just to let them think and challenge them. This is the Muslim woman. This program also aimed to the Muslim woman. It deals, Amani is a Muslim background. I am one of the minority that is not Muslim background working in the channel. Most of them are Muslim background. Even our the founder or the CEO, he is a Muslim background. He accepted the Lord 25 years ago. He is from Arab, Palestinian. He didn't know anything about Christ. He went to Finland and married a beautiful lady in Finland. She was a believer. She's a good believer. Okay, she was praying for him day and night. And he loved to go to the bar every weekend, just drink, come home. One time he went to the bar, and he's in his way home, he was waiting for the bus at the bus stop. And a guy came to him and started to talk to him. But he found that he's not with him. I mean, he's almost drunk. So what he did, he gave him some tracts and some books and said, when you go home, just take this with you and read it. He went home, slept, and put those tracts next to his bed. And next day, he found those tracts and those books. He remembered a little bit, yeah, somebody gave it to me, so I have to read it. So he started to read. And God brought him on his knee. And that was his testimony. So you never know, even when you give somebody a tract, you never know. When you share with him a good news, you never know. God will do the rest. Just do your responsibility. And he became now, you know, that's his vision. This channel is his vision and his main ministry. So Muslim Woman is a very good program that aim toward Muslim woman. Because it's, if you know about the Muslim woman, they are oppressed. They are treated badly. They are, according to the Quran. So what we do is, okay, how God really is doing that to a woman, and how allowing the man to have all that power and authority, and even to beat his wife, and that's God's commandment in the Quran. If you wanna, you can beat your wife. So it's dealing with those women on these issues. Those are also two Muslim background. Believer, they have two programs. One of them is a funny one, what is under the hat. You know, the imam or the sheikh, okay, or the Muslim scholar usually wear what? Turban on his head. So what is under this one? So she actually gets some of their teaching, okay, and say, okay, how that is really logic? How that really is godly. So it's a very interesting. And those, what can bring a Muslim and a Jewish together in a fellowship? No, nothing except Christ. Really, no one can bring a Muslim and a Jewish in a fellowship together except Christ. The black man here, this is Sudanese. He's a grandson of the most fanatic person in Sudan, the leader of Muslim Brotherhood in Sudan. His grandson became a believer and became a pastor. And Rabbi Jason is a Jewish. Grew up as a rabbi, was trained to be rabbi, and he served as a rabbi. But he accepted the Messiah and accepted Jesus as his savior. Both of them, they have one program. Both of them, they present to the people how really God recounsel men when you accept Christ. So their program is called Salamu Alaikum, which is peace on you. And it's very wonderful program. God is using them to at least remove the hatred between those two nations through Christ. Salamu Alaikum means peace on you. Yeah. Peace. Yeah. When this is a greetings of Muslim. When a Muslim meet you, they say, Salamu Alaikum. Yeah, Alaikum Salam. Yes. this guy is gifted in some ways that he's a musician. He actually contributed to the Passion of Christ movie. You'll find his name on the Passion of Christ, especially the time of the cross and the music part of the cross. His name is Nasser Musa. He's a Palestinian. But God has given him the ability to write songs in the Penicillian dialect, like Saudi Arabian dialect, Kuwaiti dialect. Because we are Egyptian, we can't, they understand us, Saudi Arabia understand us, Kuwaiti understand us, but when they speak in their dialect, we can't understand them. So he composed songs in their dialect, and we bought those songs on the TV. And he has a weekly program with us on the TV to sing and write and tell about Christ in their own dialect. This is my close friend. His name is Khalid. He's originally Saudi Arabian. He's from a big family in Saudi Arabia. He was a PhD and a scholar in science. And God brought him to faith in Christ. And he left everything. And he became just to serve him. He has a weekly program called The Saudi Magazine. The Saudi Magazine is in the Saudi dialect to reach the Saudi people with the gospel. So during in this program, he tells testimony. Somebody can write to him a testimony how he accepted Christ. He shared testimony. He puts also one part of the Jesus film every week in his program, and say comment on that part, and pray with the people and preach and present the gospel in his program, a weekly program, the Saudi Magazine, in the Saudi dialect. So, and he's a very humble, very lovely. When you meet this man, you don't see him, you see Christ. Because he doesn't speak about himself, he speaks about Christ. And if you talk about himself or about him, he gets you back to the right discussion about Christ. So that's one program. This is from Morocco. Moroccan and Christian. This is called the program. You know, Morocco, the previous king, the father of the present one time said, if somebody say in Morocco that I will leave Islam and will be a Christian, we have to examine his mental, his mental stability. If somebody in Morocco want to be a Christian, first thing we have to do to examine his mental stability. So it was very hard for them to be a Christian in Morocco. But God has opened the door, and God has reached those people with the gospel of Christ. And we have now in Morocco a lot of churches. Even the new king allow for churches and allow for more freedom. Those group, they called Moroccan and Christian. It's like a challenge. We are Moroccan, but not Muslims. We are a Christian. We accepted Christ. And when we recorded the program with them, usually we have our own telephone number, the channel's telephone numbers, which is, international things, you can't track it and so on, so the people can feel safe to call, okay? When we did their program, they decided to put their own cell phone number at the end of the program. They said, we will not use the channel telephone number to be able to call. We will put our own cell phone number. So the people in Morocco can call us. We said, okay, but at the same time, the government can track you. They said, it's okay. We have to understand that we pay the price for that. But we are not afraid anymore. They are bold in their faith. And God is really using them in a mighty way. This is from Kuwait. Those are Kuwaitian couple. When he accepted the Lord before his wife separated from him. She said, you became infidel. And I don't want to be married to an infidel. But he kept praying for her. And for a year, until the Lord showed mercy and brought her to faith. And both of them, they work and minister to Kuwaitis. They have a weekly program aimed to the Kuwaiti people. They call the Illumination to Kuwait. What we do in the channel, we try to use people that came from Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Sudan, using their own dialect to reach their own people for Christ. And this is, we have another also team singing that is one of the most famous gospel singer in Egypt and Arab world, and he's also partnering with us in the channel. Al-Hayat viewer response from January 2017. We have 70 million people viewer of Al-Hayat. Sometimes we underestimate the media, but the media is a good tool, as Brother Terry said. It's the cell phone. We have an app. We have the iPhone, actually, they have to change its name because it's not phone. It's a computer. And it's function as a phone, but it's not phone. We do more than that. Maybe 5% of it's phone, but the rest is media, Facebook, Instagram, Netflix, all what you can watch, what you can see, news, papers, everything. You read it now on your cell phone, iPhone, iPad. So we have a lot of viewers. I was in Egypt last year and I went to the eye doctor, but just I said, go for a checkup. I went to the eye doctor and I was waiting in the waiting room. And a guy came and sat next to me. And he just came and said, I know you. I said, hi. And he said, I know you from the TV. And I don't want to say anything because, you know, we are especially Haya, we are really hated by Muslims. So I don't want to put myself in jeopardy. Just, and he said, I follow your program every week through the Bible. I said, are you Christian? He said, yes. And I follow you. I said, wow, it's really small world. And you never know what God is going to use you and how to reach other with the gospel. But we have over 70 million viewers of Haya channel. And we have a lot of people write to us. They write to us on the Facebook, they write to us on the Twitter, they write to us through email, they write to us through Instagram, they write to us, you know, all kind of, even phone call, they leave message, all that is, we take care of it. And we communicate with the people. We have a group over 200 just to follow up with the people all over. Al-Hayat channel received 9,125 people that gave their life to Christ last year. When I go to Egypt, usually they call me. They said, are you going to Egypt? Say yes. Okay, we will contact you when you go to Egypt. And when I go to Egypt, they call me from the main office and they say, we have 5 people want to be baptized. I said, yes, that's great. I stay in a hotel and I have a nice bathtub in the hotel. And they call me and they arrange for meeting. And I call another friend who is a very close friend because I want to baptize them, not only me, but I want to be like a witness to his testimony and so on. So they come in different times. And I tell them, okay, my room is in the second floor or third floor, and we will go up one by one. We will not go all in the elevator one time. So we'll go on up one by one. And 5 minutes different between each one. So there is nothing will be noticed in the hotel. They go up, share their testimony, take them to the bathtub, and baptize them. One of them was a policeman. He's a policeman. And accepted the Lord. So we have a lot of people that coming. I'm telling Brother Andy that Middle East now, I believe it's the time of the harvest that we were waiting for it for a long time. People just want to hear about Christ. Yes, we have a fanatics. Yes, we have a Muslim brotherhood all over. Yes, we have a people that really want to kill and to cause pain to the church. But in the same time, we have a lot of people that God is reaching. If we don't reach them, He is reaching them. A lot of Muslims see dreams, visions of Jesus Christ. Terry can tell you even more about it. They see dreams. They say, Jesus came to us. Jesus, I saw Jesus last night, and He came to me. Okay? And He actually led me to believe in Him. God is reaching people. And people are crying, come and help us. Will you be willing to help? Will you be willing to pray for those people? We have churches all over. We have churches in closed countries even, underground churches. This is in one of the North Africa. And these are some pictures that's for the baptism. And we baptize them everywhere where there is a water and safe. It's safe. So we have a lot of people coming to Christ. And we are so thankful for that. It's not us. It's really not us. And if we think that for a moment it's for us or because of us, I think we are wrong. We are wrong. He brings people to Him. And you never know the person that you are going to give him a track or give him just to pray with him or to tell him a verse or to encourage him to go to read the Bible. You never know if this person, what God is going to do in his life. But you do your part. You do your part. How can I help? It's easy. Pray. Pray, pray. And I love those people. Yes, even though they have hatred toward us, but we have to love them with the love of Christ. We have to love them. We don't have an option. We have to love them. We have to bring them to the faith in Jesus Christ and get involved. You know, in the Old Testament, when the cloud covered God's people, they settled. That's right. When the cloud moved, they move. Ask God to open your eyes to see where is the cloud is moving. Where the cloud is moving. And be involved. Be one. Tell the Lord, I want to help. I want to be involved. I want my life to have a meaning. I want really to serve you wherever you lead me, in this place or that place, in here or outside, with my neighbor or with my family. I want to be where you move. And I think God is moving. And blessed are those who are moving with him. If you are moving with him, if you are cooperating with him, if you are telling him, I'm ready to help, I'm ready to do whatever you ask me to do, I think God will show mercy and use you in a mighty way. God is still working. He's never given up. Even he's never given up from Muslims. He still loves Muslims. And he won't bring them to faith in Jesus Christ. I'm telling my friends who are Muslims and working with us in the channels, I'm telling them, I am minority here. You are a majority. But my wish and my dream, within the coming 20 or 30 years, to see the most effective leadership in the Middle East will be a Muslim background. I don't want to see a Christian be a leader. I want a Muslim background to be really in a great effect for the cause of Christ. And they laugh. But I trust the Lord. In the coming 20, 30 years, we will see Muslims leaders, Muslim background believers leaders, big churches, big organizations, working for Christ everywhere, even coming to America as a mission field and working in America as a mission field. Thank you very much. And I really appreciate the time and appreciate the invitation, and it's a blessing to share with you.